flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back in. You know what it is. It's Saturday morning. It's 670 The Score. It's Early Odds with Jake Hassan once again on a fine Saturday morning. And we have a lot more to talk about than usual because I don't know if you heard, there was some news in the NFL regarding the reigning champions, the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get into that. The NBA has started. We had Rick Camp on last week. He gave us a full breakdown of awards, futures, things that he's betting. And now we're a couple games in. So we'll talk about some things that I've noticed, some things that I think I want to bet going forward, some of my overall takeaways, things that I'm watching in the NBA going forward, if there's any bets to be made. I also have a hockey pick for tonight, some NHL. Because I've been betting a lot of NHL. I've been finding myself betting a lot of hockey. So I have an angle for tonight that I really like. And so we'll see how that goes. And hopefully, I mean, hopefully, obviously, it wins. That'd be ideal because having money and winning bets is better than not having money and losing bets. But it's just going to be your boy, just Jake Hassan today, solo dolo for the full hour here on Early Odds 670 The Score, because there's a lot to talk about. And, you know, sometimes it's fun to just let it rip, shoot from the hip, just myself. And I hope you guys feel the same. Maybe not, but I'm the one with the microphone. So that's that. All right, but let's get into it. As usual, we'll start with NFL. You know how we do around here on Early Odds. And let's just start with the Kansas City Chiefs, and we'll start with the acquisition of DeAndre Hopkins from the Tennessee Titans. The Chiefs send a conditional fourth-round pick, and they get DeAndre Hopkins back. And it's kind of like the Jesse Pinkman meme, like that he can't keep getting away with this because – I mean, how do you just let a weapon like DeAndre Hopkins go to the Kansas City Chiefs like that? And for a fourth round pick, a conditional fourth round pick at that, and you just give an incredible weapon to Patrick Mahomes. Now, I get it. DeAndre Hopkins is 32, not really in the prime of his career anymore. The last couple of seasons have not been great for him down in Tennessee. And I get it. I get all that. But, you know, I mean, even looking at last year in Tennessee, barely cleared 1,000 yards, only has 173 yards this year, you know, has 1,000-yard season since 2021, that being last year, of course. But also, I mean, we have to consider, like, the quarterback play has not been great for DeAndre Hopkins the last few years, even the last couple years in Arizona when Kyler Murray was hurt and you had, what, Clayton Tune out there throwing passes. So, and then you have Will Levis. We don't know what he is, the ghost of Ryan Tannehill. And so you have these guys who are, I mean, if we're being generous, you can say that they're average, but really, if we're all being real with ourselves, those guys were well below average. I know Tannehill had some good games, some good years, but at the end there, wasn't super great. It's why Will Levis ended up coming in. And he even had some Malik Willis games before, you know, Matt LaFleur turned him into a quarterback that could win football games. But all of that being said, my point being that DeAndre Hopkins, you send him to Kansas City and they don't call it the Kansas City car wash for nothing. Like, you send him to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Does anyone really think that this isn't going to work? Like, does anyone really think that Patrick Mahomes isn't over the moon to have DeAndre Hopkins, regardless of his age? He's still a really good receiver. He's still a deep ball threat. He could still make the big play if he has to. So my whole thing here is, you're going to get a rejuvenated DeAndre Hopkins. You're going to get a Patrick Mahomes that has nobody else to throw to, by the way. Travis Kelce ain't having the best year, in case nobody's noticed. And everybody else is hurt. Xavier Worthy's fine. Like, he's a decent option, but he's still young. He's still developing. He's going to have his ups and downs. And right now is in the middle of one of those downs. But we saw the upside, obviously, in the first couple of weeks with Xavier Worthy. But he's unproven. And so now Patrick Mahomes has a legitimate wide receiver one to pair with Travis Kelce. And now this is going to take attention off of Travis Kelce. And oh, by the way, like, they're going to get Hollywood Brown back at some point, too. His season is not over. He'll be back in January. I mean, right in time for the playoffs. So I think that you look at this Kansas City Chiefs team, DeAndre Hopkins, once he gets acclimated, obviously, and, you know, kind of gets in the rhythm. And then you have Travis Kelce now and Xavier Worthy, who doesn't have to be wide receiver one. Juju Smith-Schuster has been kind of decent, by the way, hasn't been bad there in Kansas City. Actually has been pretty good, had a 100-yard game. So I think that they actually might be cooking with gas. And you look at the odds now, and we'll stop talking about overall macro stuff. We'll look at, you know, the actual odds, because this is a betting show. It's called Early Odds, after all. This is 670 The Score. And the Chiefs, yeah, they're leaders. They're favorites for the Super Bowl. They're plus 430, plus 450, just around there. And listen, if you have nothing on the Super Bowl, or even if you do, even if you have Chiefs positions already, I don't know how you don't double down, how you don't feel great about having a Chiefs position. And if you have nothing, go grab the Chiefs. Like, also, we need to remember, Patrick Mahomes isn't having the best year. I know he's near the top of the board in MVP, but he's got a lot of interceptions. He has expected yards per play and air yards are not great. They're very middle of the road. And so what happens when he turns it on? What happens when we get to December, January, the playoffs, and Patrick Mahomes decides to flip the switch and become Patrick Mahomes again? I just think that this Chiefs team, like, they're the boogeyman right now, and they have a clear path to winning the AFC, winning the Super Bowl. Like, let's just bring it down to the AFC alone. Who's beating the Kansas City Chiefs with their awesome defense, too, by the way? I know Lamar Jackson's been awesome and is in the favorite for MVP right now. But, I mean, the Baltimore Ravens are kind of a flawed team. And, you know, they don't have, I mean, I guess, like, if you're really splitting hairs, the skill positions are essentially the same. When you look at, like, Derrick Henry and, you know, Zay Flowers has been good. But, like, the tight ends aren't great there. And the Chiefs very clearly have the coaching advantage. Oh, by the way, also the Chiefs beat them every time in the playoffs. Every single time. So that I don't want the Ravens. I don't want the Bills because of their lame duck head coach who can't make a good decision at the end of the game. Like, yeah, Josh Allen's awesome, but what's there behind Dalton Kincaid and Amari Cooper and just their head coach? I always am going to count on him to make a bad decision at the end of the game. The Houston Texans have not impressed me, and I know that I've been going against the Texans every single week here, but I just don't see, like, Bobby Slowick is not the guy that he was last year. The Texans just don't have the same juice, you know, like, they're dying to lose these games. And guess what? Spoiler alert for later in this show, I'm going to be betting the Colts. Going to sprinkle the money line. I'm definitely taking the points. So Texans, no thanks. Bengals, I'll believe it when I see it. Joe Burrow's great, but what's going on with this team? I don't see it. They need, like, a magic run. You think they're going to run all the way through the Chiefs? I don't see that happening at all. And then what's next? Like, who's the last AFC team you would want? The Chargers and year one of Harbaugh? Nope. I'm good. No thanks. That's assuming Justin Herbert makes it through the year alive. So I'm way good on that. And that just brings you, it's like the Thanos meme. You couldn't live with your own defeat. Where did that bring you? Right back to me. It always comes back to the Chiefs, like, every single time, every which way you look at it. Yeah, sure, maybe the Lions or the 49ers or the Eagles could beat the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. But if you get to the Super Bowl and you're holding 4-1, you're going to feel awesome about that. The Chiefs would probably be favored, no? So I think that the Chiefs, like, you got to buy. I've bought some Chiefs. I think that this is great for them. They're going to get healthier as the year goes on. That defense has been fantastic. And Patrick Mahomes hasn't even been Patrick Mahomes yet. So I just think that everything brings us back to the Kansas City Chiefs, which maybe you're saying, well, that's chalk. No, yeah, no kidding, Jake. Wow, the favorites. Listen, people are trying to make the case against the Chiefs. I know that DeAndre Hopkins, on the surface, you're like, ah, yeah, he's 32. He's a little washed, hasn't it? I think you'll be fine. Now, as far as this week and how DeAndre Hopkins fits into the whole equation, listen, it was an early week trade. It looks like he's going to play. He's got a couple practices in with the Chiefs. So I feel like against the Raiders, you know, it's going to be a good opportunity for him to score, to maybe have a big game. Right now, he's lined at 2-1 for an anytime touchdown. I really like that. I will definitely be betting that. I might bet that right now during the break. And his yards are, I'm not seeing them right now, so maybe they just don't know how to line that. But touchdown, 2-1, really like that, especially when you consider, I mean, let's just talk about this game right now. Chiefs Raiders, I know it's a huge spread and I know it's in Vegas, but listen, I don't care if we get to 10 or past 10. I'm laying it with the Chiefs. I know that interdivision on the road, I just said that Patrick Mahomes hasn't been the height of his powers. Don't care. I just don't care. I will absolutely take Patrick Mahomes in this situation because remember, the Raiders spent all offseason puffing their chests, making fun of his Kermit voice. And listen, yeah, I mean, it's factual. He does have a Kermit voice, but they had like the weird voodoo doll thing at practice and it was very bizarre. And also, you think Patrick Mahomes forgot that he lost to this team last year? Like, I know that it's the regular season and it's week 8 and it's just the Raiders and blah, blah, blah. I think Patrick Mahomes, when it comes to the revenge factor, I think he wants to stick it to this team on their home field. They're already hurting. Their fan base is already hurting. They'll trade Devontae Adams. They'll maybe trade Max Crosby, too. Like, their head coach, they're already turning on him. I think that Patrick Mahomes wants to go prove a point. I think he wants to kick this team's teeth in. So I'm going to lay it with the Chiefs. I'm going to be betting DeAndre Hopkins anytime touchdown. And when his yardage prop is opened, I'm going to take a look at that, too. Like, if it starts with a 5... If it starts with anything lower than a 5, I'm in. So I like that a lot. I will be betting all of that. And there's a couple other big spreads in the NFL this week. And I want to look at, I mean, really all of them, to be honest with you. And there's some huge ones that we're seeing. And let's just go through the ones that are, you know, a touchdown or more. And we'll start with the Jets and the Patriots. And oh my God, what a disgusting game. But it's bouncing around 7, 7.5, 8. And honestly, like, I don't know how you trust this Jets team right now. It just keeps getting worse and worse. Aaron Rodgers is going up there saying, hey, you know, once we stop listening to you guys, we'll be fine. And Devontae Adams is saying, oh, I had to get real with the team. In his first week there, by the way, Devontae Adams is like, damn, this locker room is not great. I'm going to make this happen. And I'm going to stand up and say something like, what? What are we doing here? So I don't know how you want to lay 7 with the Jets, not saying that you have to take the 7 and run to take the 7 with the Patriots. But I think Drake May has looked all right. And Drake May, in, you know, has, as the games have gone on, has looked pretty decent. I think he can sling it a little bit. So honestly, might be an overplay here. And I kind of do like the Patriots, though. Might sprinkle the money line. It's counting... It's counting on Gerard Mayo getting his team prepared and bouncing back from being called soft by everybody, including Bill Belichick, you know, the guy that was just there and that was just coaching the team, you know, last year. So I kind of think that in a spot where it's a vulnerable Jets team, Drake May has looked decent, actually, and he can sling it a little bit. And I know that the Jets absolutely beat the hell out of the Patriots a couple weeks ago, but also that was with Jacoby Brissett starting the game. So give me the Patriots. I'll take the 7. If we get it 7.5, I'll definitely take that. And I'll sprinkle the money line a little bit. Almost 3-1 on the money line against this Jets team at home. Yeah, sure. I'm in. That is not a problem for me. I like that. I will be. Can't believe I just talked myself into the Patriots. That's disgusting. One that I do really like. Let's go with the Browns. Better than 3-1 on the money line. You're catching 8.5 at home. And Jameis Winston back under center. Obviously, Deshaun Watson, his Achilles explodes last week against Cincinnati, and we don't have to get into all that. But from a football standpoint, Deshaun Watson was bad. He was not playing good football. He was the second best, at best, quarterback on that roster. And Jameis Winston, like, you hear, like, a couple weeks ago, we heard some of these guys say on the team, yeah, Jameis Winston, like, he gets in the huddle, and it sounds like he has a secret to tell you. And Jameis has always been, like, there's always these weird stories, even when he was in New Orleans, and, you know, he's just kind of a weird guy. But Listen, he can throw a little bit. And listen, it might be 300 yards and three interceptions, or it might be 350 yards and three touchdowns. And so I think that this Browns team might rally around having the better quarterback starting finally. And they can get up there and say, you know, defend Deshaun Watson all they want, whatever. But from a pure football standpoint, Jameis Winston's the better quarterback. And Kevin Stefanski had to go up there and go give the company line every week. We're starting Deshaun Watson. We feel like he gives us the best chance to win. I feel like Kevin Stefanski can let it rip now a little bit. Jameis can throw it down the field. Jameis can sling it, for better or for worse. So I'll take the 8.5, the 9. We're not going to get back to 10. But you're catching more than a touchdown with the Browns at home. I'm definitely taking the points. I will sprinkle the money line at better than 3-1 as well. Like, doesn't this feel like such a Ravens letdown spot too? After Lamar just went crazy and now they go on the road interdivision. I like the Browns. I'm betting the Browns. I'm taking the points and I'm sprinkling the money line because of, like, listen, noon kickoff Sunday, you get a better than 3-1 home. So that's a pretty great for the rest of your day. So I will definitely take the Browns. Could go either way. I mean, I guess kind of bet your opinion. Do you think Jameis is going to, you know, have a decent game, an okay game? Or do you think he's going to have one of those blow up Jameis performances? I think he'll avoid that. Maybe he'll throw an interception or two, but I don't think it's going to be a classic Jameis meltdown. I think he'll throw a couple of touchdowns. I think he'll be able to keep the Browns in this game, especially when you consider Nick Chubb already has a game under his belt. The rust is knocked off. I'll take the Browns. I will ride with them for sure. Which brings us to the Lions and the Tennessee Titans. And the Titans are catching more than 10 points. They are almost 5-1 on the money line. And it's so tempting. It's very, very tempting. But the way that the Lions have looked, and the Lions have just been this monster all year long. And I know it's no Aiden Hutchinson, obviously, but you're at home. You get a Tennessee team with no DeAndre Hopkins now. The Lions, after beating the Vikings on the road, after beating the hell out of the Cowboys on the road, they come home riding a high. I'm not saying to lay it with the Lions. I'm not saying rush to the window for that. But if you want to take some props, like some Jared Goff overs, this Tennessee team, I think, is dead team walking. And we're only halfway through the season, about-ish. And, you know, my math isn't great. But I don't know how you don't like the Lions. If you had to make a pick, like if you somehow are alive in Survivor and you have them available. But I would never, ever bet the Titans at this number. And that's, I think, as much as we need to talk about that team. But to another team that's laying or catching, however you want to look at it, more than a touchdown, and more than a touchdown and a field goal, to be honest. The Denver Broncos laying 10.5 at home to the Carolina Panthers. And a lot of this moved earlier in the week, a couple days ago, because Andy Dalton is not starting the game. Welcome back, Bryce Young, to the starting lineup. And I just... okay, Bryce Young, good luck, man. This Denver defense, which has been awesome, and you have to go to Denver. After your confidence has been shot, after weeks ago you got up to the podium and said, yeah, I just got to have faith in God, and you know my strength is in my faith. Okay, that's great. And I know people, you know, you talk to your friends, you listen to other shows, they're saying, yeah, how could you lay 10 with Bo Nix? Listen, say what you want about Bo Nix, but he's been winning football games. And obviously, you're not going to lay 550 on the money line, but if we can get to 10 or inside of 10, I think I'm going to lay it with the Broncos because they're winning games. That defense, like, what's stopping Bryce Young from throwing a couple pick sixes? I would honestly bet. I mean, let's look at it right now as I filibuster here. I mean, the Broncos defense to score a touchdown, I'm going to have interest in that for sure. Because, I mean, how do you not? Bryce Young gives it away like it's free, like it's a garage sale. So the way he turns the ball over every time he's out there, he does not take care of the football. And this Denver defense, which is very, that's the word I'm looking for, opportunistic. Wow, good pull by me. Honestly, I thought it took longer for me to find that word. But this Denver defense that's very opportunistic and likes to capitalize on mistakes from other teams, I will definitely be taking a look, and let's see as it loads. The Denver defense to score a touchdown is plus 380. Yeah, I'm in. I am 1,000% in on this because Bryce Young just doesn't have it. I'm sorry. And This is a terrible place to throw him into. Denver defense at altitude on the road in Denver. No thanks. Way good. So I think this is disaster city. I would if we get inside 10, I'm laying with the Broncos. I will definitely take a Denver anytime touchdown score because Patrick Surtain has been practicing. It looks like he's going to play. And so good luck, Bryce Young. I wish you the best of luck. I hope he has a good career. Don't think it's going to be happening in Carolina, unfortunately, for anybody. Let's go to the Chargers and the Saints. Chargers laying a touchdown at home to a Saints team that is also the walking wounded, and it's just been a rough go for them as well. And I think the Saints team is starting to fall apart because the first couple weeks, they were the hot team. They were scoring a million points, but I just don't think that this team has it anymore. And as you guys know, you've heard me talk about, I am not a fan of Dennis Allen at all. I don't think he's great. You still don't have Derek Carr in this game. And you're getting a couple offensive linemen, it looks like, back for the Saints. But listen, and you're getting Taysom Hill back too, but I don't trust this Saints team. I think Harbaugh is going to have this team ready to go. I think that Justin Herbert is going to have this team ready, and I think he sees an opportunity to put up some points at home as well. So if we could get inside 7, I'm going to love the Chargers a lot, and I will definitely be taking a look at them. And then the only other one is the Chiefs. We talked about them. I'm laying it. I think this is a Patrick Mahomes revenge game. I think he wants to prove a point to this Raiders team, and that's just going to be what it is. And I love the DeAndre Hopkins 2-1 anytime touchdown as well. That's absolutely a look for me. So some NFL breakdown there. I'll go through a couple more games. We'll talk about the Bears and Jaden Daniels playing or not playing and how that number is expected to move on the other side, and then going to get in some NBA and some college football looks as well before we close it out with some World Series and a rundown of what we're betting this weekend. So talk the big spreads there, talk the Chiefs there in the first segment. This is Jake Hassan, early odds, 670 The Score. Going to hit a quick break on the other side, hit a couple other NFL games, hit the Bears really fast, then some college football and NBA breakdowns on the other side. So stick around, really quick break. Jake Hassan, early odds, 670 The Score. Be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice bone-in ribeye steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Welcome back in Early Odds, 670 The Score. Jake Hassan with you, hanging out for the next 40-ish minutes or so, give or take a couple minutes. You know, radio, commercials, da-da-da-da-da. You know how it goes. Look, let's call it 30 minutes. Let's call it that, right? Sure. Let's go with that. Jake Hassan here on Early Odds, 670 The Score, hanging out with you for about another 30 minutes or so. First segment talked about the Chiefs and the addition of DeAndre Hopkins, how I think that shakes out for them and how that addition helps them and how I like them for the Super Bowl, because how do you not? But if you missed that, go listen to the podcast. That'll be up and you can catch that breakdown. Also talked the big spreads in the NFL this week, because I think it's a very interesting week. You got a lot of touchdown or more, some 10 points or more spreads in the NFL this week. So broke down those because I like a couple of different sides there. And so I talked about that too. And I want to wrap up NFL really fast because, listen, we're in Chicago. This is 670 The Score. In case you didn't know that, but you probably know that because, you know, you're in your car listening to this right now and you probably turned the dial very purposely on this. And hopefully you're still here and you didn't leave because the first segment was bad. I thought it was pretty good, but I'm biased. So, you know, take that for what it is. But I want to talk about a couple other spreads, including the Bears. And listen, I think that the Bears here, you're sitting right at 3, and I kind of think the Bears smash. If you've heard me before, whether it's been here or elsewhere, I'm generally a very, let's call it a pessimistic Bears fan. I like to say realist, but I like to keep expectations measured for the Bears. And I just think that despite going on the road, I think this is a Bears spot. Coming off the bye, vibes are good. And also now you're not going to get Jaden Daniels. Didn't practice this week. Wasn't out there on Friday. So it doesn't look like he's going to play. So to quote that 70s show, right? No. To quote that 70s show, that was dumb. To quote Arrested Development, well, that's a freebie. Like, I think that this is a freebie. You get Marcus Mariota. And I know that the Bears were probably preparing for Jaden Daniels, but it's Marcus Mariota, a guy who famously left the Atlanta Falcons last year because he wasn't playing, so he just stopped showing up. And Dan Quinn is a Coach of the Year favorite. He's done a great job, and he's kind of turned that Commanders defense around. But I think that this Bears team, the vibes are good. I think they're on the rise. I think that this is kind of a Bears smash spot. If there's threes out there that you can get, absolutely. Even like it at 3.5, 4.5. I think the Bears win this by at least a touchdown. Like, I would take alt spreads. I'm going to Jewel. I'm selling points in this game because I think that the Bears, how do you not like them in the spot? Which probably means they're just going to lose outright, and that'll be super fun for all of us. But I think Caleb Williams balls out. I think that this is going to be a big Rome Odunze game. You look at Rome Odunze, like, he's been getting targeted. He's been open. Like, you watch those games back, he's open. And so I think Caleb Williams is going to start taking some shots for Rome Odunze. If he's out there on your waiver wire in your fantasy leagues, I'd say pick him up and stash him, because I think the Rome Odunze breakout is coming. Not to say that that's going to be at the detriment of DJ Moore or Keenan Allen. Obviously, it will have to be a little bit. But I think that this Bears offense is starting to click. I think Rome Odunze is about to have a breakout. I'd be betting his overs if you can, because right now it is sitting at a clean 31.5. 31. Could get that in one catch against this Commanders defense. I know they've been better. They're not great. I will be betting that. I'll be on the Roma Dunze over 31.5 receiving yards. I think this is a perfect spot for him and Caleb Williams to start connecting. So, like the Bears, I'm going to Jewel, and I'm selling points. I like Roma Dunze. Think that the breakout is imminent. If it's not going to be this week, maybe it's forthcoming for sure. Want to circle back to a team that I talked about in the first segment as well. I'm betting the Colts this week, and I know that it's becoming old and I sound like a broken record. The Texans are dying to lose games. Like, this team just isn't the same as it was last year. And not to say that they're not good or they're not going to make the playoffs, but they lost to the Packers. And I know the Packers didn't cover the 2.5. That was super fun. Anyway, not the point. And I know that they smashed the Patriots, and I know they won by 3 against the Bills at home. I think this Texans team is dying to lose more games. And so I'm going to take the points with the Colts. Really well-coached team. These games were tight last year. It was tight in week one. It was week one, right? Yeah, week one or week two, whatever it was. I don't know. Anyway, point being, that game was really tight. The Texans almost lost that game. I think the Colts catching the points here, catching 4, 4.5, really like that. Another one, I'm saying sprinkle the money line a lot. What could possibly go wrong? But I like a little sprinkle on the money line as well. Vending machine money on the Colts on the money line. I think the Texans, yeah, a lot of people are going to say, yeah, bounce back spot after they lost to the Packers in Lambeau. Now you come home, a division rival. I like the Colts. Give me the Anthony Richardson, Shane Steichen, and the 4 and the 4.5 there. I will be on the Colts. I'm going to keep trying. I can't believe the Packers didn't cover that game. I mean, what a bunch of jerks, right? I'm not to reopen old wounds, but just saying. What a bunch of jerks, the Packers. That's my own fault. We're in Chicago. That's what I get for betting the Packers, right? Like, whatever. We can move on. Nobody cares. Point being, Texans against them. Last one to cover NFL here, and we'll wrap it up, and then we'll move on to some NBA really fast. The Niners and the Cowboys. I mean, in what world does anyone like the 49ers in this game? Like, and I know I made the case for Brock Purdy MVP last week. I would like that to be redacted because nobody's healthy. I mean, this 49ers injury report is atrocious. And obviously Brandon Ayuk is out for the season. He suffers a catastrophic knee injury. Debo Samuel was in the hospital earlier this week with pneumonia. Juwan Jennings is not practicing. George Kittle has a sprained foot. He was limited in practice this week after missing a practice earlier in the week. He ended up coming back. And Debo Samuel, yeah, he started practicing again, limited fashion, after got out of the hospital with pneumonia, by the way. How do you feel good about this Niners team? Even if Kittle and Debo play, which it looks like they're going to, they're the only two guys, and Pearsall's back, and maybe he needed last week to shake the rust off. But, I mean, this Niners team, they're the walking wounded. They're the walking dead. That show went on for way too long, by the way. Not that I watched it. I watched, like, the first two seasons. Anyway, point being that this Niners team, yeah, they can still win the game because the Cowboys are just atrocious and things are falling apart there. Jerry Jones going on radio stations saying that, you know, the play calling is not good and that the play calling needs to be adjusted. Okay, Jerry, thanks, man, for that. By the way, you still have 10 more weeks with your head coach after you threw him under the bus, so have fun with that. But I don't know how you feel good about laying the points with the Niners. Maybe if we get to like 3.5, that'd be a full point move. So I'm not expecting it, but maybe it's just Niners teasers. Like, maybe it's just, you know, let's make a teaser right now. Let's start with the Niners. I definitely want the Broncos in the teaser. Let's go Niners, Broncos, Chargers, Colts. So let's go getting 10.5 with the Colts. Getting the Chargers basically a pick 'em. Getting the Broncos 4.5. Okay, whatever. I still think that they're going to win. I think they'll cover that pretty easily. Not getting through a key number or anything, but who cares? I like the 10.5, 10 anyway, like I was saying earlier in the first segment. And then the Niners through the 0. How does it lose? How does that lose? Somebody at me, at Persian Kevin Love on Twitter, Kevin spelled KVN, at Persian KVN Love. Somebody tweet me how this loses. Like, how this four-legger, you know, to get
to like four leg teaser, 6 points. Niners to 1.5, basically just to win. Broncos 4.5. Chargers basically just to win. And the Colts down getting 10.5. Four leg teaser gets you better than 2-1. I'm in. Let's ride together. Let's do it. I mean, somebody tell me how that loses. At me on Twitter. I just don't know how that loses. So, see, this is why you listen to the show. This is what we do around here. We're trying to bring people together. We're betting teasers together. Isn't this great? Betting. It's the best. That's why you listen to this show. Am I right? All right. Want to talk some NBA here to close the final segment of the show. And, I mean, first of all, how about the Thunder on Thursday night? Just that was incredible. And we knew the Thunder would be good. But, I mean, they just take it to the Denver Nuggets on their home floor. And a lot of people in the Thunder are, second favorites for the NBA title. So you're probably sitting in your car or in your living room listening to this right now being like, yeah, no kidding, dude. Obviously, the Thunder are really good. But did anyone think that they were beat the Nuggets by 15 in Denver good? And I know, the juice of opening night and Chet Holmgren was awesome. He had a double-double. And SGA, obviously, he's an MVP candidate. He was good. He dropped 28. But this Thunder team, I thought that the Nuggets would at least make it close. And it just wasn't even a contest. So I look at this Thunder team, and I mean, obviously, it's, one game. But still, I mean, how do you look at them and not think, wow, this team has the juice, right? So I'm still going to be very much attentive to this Thunder team for sure. And just to switch to the Easter, this is just going to be overall thoughts, some key takeaways, and, we'll just some initial data points, But how about the Celtics? You look at the Celtics, I don't know how you think they're not just winning the title again. They absolutely steamroll the Knicks on opening night on Tuesday, just make it a complete embarrassment of them. Should have won that game by 40, honestly. And listen, on that point, I think the Knicks will be good. And I think that eventually they'll win, 50 games. I think they could be the 2 seed in the East. But it's going to take a couple games. You know what I mean? It's just going to take some time for them to gel and figure this out. I still think that they're going to be very good. But the Celtics, haven't missed a beat. They steamroll the Knicks on Tuesday at their banner hanging ceremony, and then they go to Washington. And listen, yeah, the Wizards are bad and they're not a very good team, but just kick the crap out of the Wizards too. Beat them by 20 on their home floor. Jaylen Brown's awesome. He drops 27. And it's going to sound silly because saying revenge tour after you just won a championship, but it kind of feels like the Celtics feel like they have something to prove. It kind of feels like they're on a revenge tour right now. Jason Tatum is at the Olympics, can't get off the bench, doesn't get finals MVP. Jaylen Brown famously wins finals MVP. And it feels like the Celtics kind of stayed all offseason and listened to everybody saying, yeah, well, it was a weak, easy path, and they didn't really have to play anybody, and they kind of got an easy draw to the finals, and it's the Mavericks, and da-da-da-da-da. Who did they really play? Everybody was injured. And I feel like the Celtics are about to go on this revenge tour oh, yeah? We didn't play anybody? Oh, you want to make fun of us all offseason? Okay, we'll just go and beat your faves by 20 every night. And yeah, we're 2 games in, and obviously things could go very wrong. They're 1 injury away from things going sideways. Not saying that somebody's going to get injured, obviously. But this Celtics team, it feels like they're on a revenge tour, even though they just won a championship. And, credit to Nick Kostos, because he's the one that said this first, but it's stuck in my brain. It kind of feels like that Warriors team that won 70 games. You guys just want to laugh at us and say that it wasn't a real championship and that we kind of just had a cakewalk, easy cupcake championship. Okay, we'll just go dominate all year long and show you that we're actually really awesome. Kind of feels like that, honestly. And Joe Mazzulla is up there saying that nobody's invited to his funeral. They accomplished everything. There's no pressure anymore. I don't know how that doesn't terrify you. So this Celtics team, obviously something to watch. Not saying that you have to run to the window and bet the Celtics, but man, this team is just, they're scary. They're scary. That's all I'm saying. One last thing on the NBA. The Mavericks, I know it was the Spurs, and the Spurs probably aren't going to be really good yet, but Klay Thompson, pretty good debut from him. And he hits a bunch of threes. Looks like he still maybe has it. And Luka's just a wizard passing. He had 8 assists in that game against the Spurs. But I think that this could be a really, really good partnership with Kyrie, Klay, and Luka. And I think that these Luka assist numbers, they're going to be like 9.5 every night. But these Klay numbers, they're probably going to be decently low in these games to start. I mean, it was 3.5, might have been 2.5 in some places. And he had 6 three-pointers. Like, I think this is a spot to play some Klay overs going forward, because I think that everyone was thinking, oh, Klay Thompson's washed, you know, doesn't really have it anymore. But I think with Kyrie and Luka, he's going to have some spots where he could just sit in the corner and they're going to kick it out and he's just going to be able to let it rip. And tonight, the Mavericks have the Suns and it's in Phoenix. I think that's going to be a shootout for sure. Like, I like the over in that game, absolutely, because you could just have like start Luka versus KD, Kyrie versus Devin Booker, and I mean, Klay versus Beal, two guys who are always hurt. So I like the over in that game. I think that's going to be a heavyweight fight for sure. But I think a spot to play some Klay Thompson overs while people are still maybe figuring out what this is going to be from him going forward. And then final thing on the NBA here, really fast. The Timberwolves, after they lost to the Lakers, felt like people were kind of like, oh, this team, like, do they have it? I think they just have the same problems as the Knicks. Like, you add Julius Randle in, there's some new things, new dynamics to figure out, and I think it's going to end up fine. Like, you look at the game that they had against Sacramento, and Randle goes off, he plays awesome, just drops what, 30 on the Kings, and the Timberwolves go to Sacramento and they barely squeak out a win. I think that the Knicks and the Timberwolves are the same, and that it's going to be a little bit rocky to start, and it might not look great in the first, you know, maybe couple of weeks, but I think they'll find a groove eventually, and then it'll be like kablammo time. Like, we're playing on these teams every single night. So I like both of those teams. I think even though a little rocky to start the season, I think both those teams will be certainly fine. But at the end of the day, we talked about the Thanos meme with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in the first segment talking NFL. The Celtics might just be the Thanos meme where everybody loaded up. The Timberwolves get Julius Randle. The Knicks get Karl Anthony Towns. The Kings get DeMar DeRozan. You know, the Spurs are in second year of Wemby. Teams are adding second year of Dame and Giannis. And then it's just going to be like, oh, it just doesn't matter. Oh, it just doesn't matter. And it just comes back to the Celtics. I think that's possible. I'm not saying that it's going to happen. Not saying rush to the window to bet the Celtics, but I think that there's a very, I shouldn't say high chance, but I think that there's a good chance that the Celtics are just this behemoth, at least in the regular season, and that they're just going to be going out of their way to absolutely stomp on everyone going forward. But those are my overall NBA takeaways. Those are my overall thoughts for the first couple of days of the NBA. Obviously, we'll keep updating and thinking about things and looking at them different ways as the season goes on, but it's great to have the NBA back. It's really, really awesome. On the other side, going to break down the World Series. I know that we have a game under our belts already, but just some thoughts that I have there, some final World Series MVP thoughts, how I think the series is going to go, and just what I think is going to happen, and also a hockey bet and some college football thoughts and bets, and then we'll recap all of the bets, of course, as we always do at the end of the show. So going to hit another break really fast. This is Early Odds. Jake Hassan with you for a little bit longer. Stick around. We will be right back. All right, final segment here, Early Odds, 670 The Score. Jake Hassan with you for a few more minutes, and want to start this segment, and we'll close with some World Series thoughts really fast. Obviously, have a game done already, but still have just a couple of, you know, couple of notes, couple of things that I'm thinking for this series. Spoiler alert, I think that the Dodgers are going to win, but I digress. One thing really fast, a couple of things, I guess, on college football and some games that I'm looking at. How about those Indiana Hoosiers? I mean, I know that probably everybody's talking about them. I know I am not the first person to bring them up, but this team kind of kicks ass. This team just keeps doing the thing, and they just keep pummeling teams. They keep just winning. And now you have a Washington team that doesn't have to go across the country, but, you know, decent little space of travel to go to from Washington to Indiana. That place is going to be an absolute madhouse because they're good, they're ranked, they've been playing really well. And I know the Huskies have 4 wins and they've been decent, but this Indiana team is just pummeling. Like, they pummeled Nebraska, they pummeled Northwestern, they pummeled Maryland. Like, they've just been playing really well, and credit to them, and credit where credit's due. And so I think Indiana, this place is going to be insane, and you're catching inside of a touchdown with Indiana. I really like that spot for them. I think that they are going to once again pummel a team that is traveling a long way, and I'm just going to be taking it with them. I will be laying the points. I will be taking Indiana. Really like how this team has been playing. Another game, a ranked matchup, Notre Dame at Navy. Navy's been playing great, and Notre Dame, they've been fine. They still just haven't really impressed me that much. I know that the argument is, oh, well, Navy hasn't played anybody. Well, who has Notre Dame really played? Like, okay, you beat up on Georgia Tech. You beat up on Stanford. Louisville has turned out to be not that great, and you only beat them by a touchdown, by the way. Miami, Ohio, Purdue. Okay. I think that this Navy team has been playing really well. Not to say that they're awesome, but I think that this is going to be a tough matchup for Notre Dame. And if we get back to 14, I'm taking Navy for sure. Marcus Freeman in a big spread game, he has a hard time covering these a lot. In a big spot game, Marcus Freeman a lot of times folds like a cheap suit in these spots, folds like a piece of loose leaf paper. So I think Navy is going to get up for this game. I think if you could catch 14, I really like that. I will be taking those points with Navy. I would wait. I'm going to wait. But even if it stays at 13.5, if we don't get to 14, I'm still going to take Navy. And there are some 14s out there. So I'm taking the points with Navy. I think they cover. Not saying that they got to win, but I'm taking Marcus Freeman, 2 touchdowns or more, never laying that with them. So I'll take Navy. Sorry to Ryan Horvath, friend of the program, but I know that he is big on Notre Dame this week, but I'm never trusting Marcus Freeman in a big spread spot like this. Sorry, just not about it. I'm going to lay it with Ohio State too, going back to the Big Ten. Nebraska is a team that has given up. They don't care anymore. They get absolutely canned by Indiana last week. Now, okay, here's Ohio State at the shoe. How is that going to go well? I think Nebraska is going to lose this game by 30. So, yeah, you're laying a big number, 25.5, 25, but I'm laying it with Ohio State. I think they're going to absolutely destroy Nebraska. I think that Nebraska has completely given up. I think that they don't even want to just be playing football anymore. And, yeah, they're just how do you look at that team and think, oh, yeah, that's a team I want to back. Ohio State off the bye, by the way. So not only do you have to go to Ohio State after you just got your ass kicked by Indiana, now it's also, by the way, an Ohio State team that's been preparing for you for 2 weeks. Good luck. So I will be laying it with Ohio State as well. I might take the points with Missouri. I think Alabama's going to get things right at some point, but more than 2 touchdowns, and this Alabama team just is kind of downtrodden. I know Missouri has been on a skid as well, and they haven't looked great, but I mean, it's 2 idiots fighting in a park, like to use the meme example. This team is just, with Alabama, I mean, you got guys calling into Alabama radio shows and college football shows saying that Kalen DeBoer's got to be fired into the sun, essentially. So I don't know how you, like, I would never lay it with Alabama. I think I'm going to take the points with Mizzou for sure. And that brings us to my Illini. Obviously, if you are in the state of Illinois, you cannot bet this team. And I always follow the rules. I've never tried to once get around a rule. I'm a law-abiding, rule-abiding citizen. Anyway, I would like to say, though, that if you can bet Illinois, 21, 3 touchdowns, Brett Bielema catching 3 touchdowns, kind of like it. I know it's in Eugene. I know it's Oregon, the number one team, newly crowned, newly minted. But Brett Bielema getting 3 touchdowns? And this Illinois team that's feeling good? And some people would argue the look-ahead spot because you have Ohio State next week? I think this is actually really good for Illinois. I don't think we've been saying look ahead spot for how many weeks? People called the Purdue game a look ahead spot for Michigan. And maybe it was because Purdue covered, but Illinois still won that game and they take care of business against Michigan. So I don't think there's look ahead spots for this team because they're just kind of locked in and they're grinding. Not saying that Illinois has to win the game, but three touchdowns with Prepiola? And this gritty Illinois team? Maybe I have the orange colored glasses on, but I think if you could bet it, I would take the points with Illinois. I think this is going to be closer than people think. So can't wait to absolutely get my heart ripped out on that one. Quick World Series to close the program here. Listen, I think the Dodgers are going to win the series. I really like a couple of Dodgers for MVP, for World Series MVP. I like Kike Hernandez. He is a career really good player in the playoffs. He's had a strong postseason thus far. And I think he's a guy that even though he's lower in that lineup, I think he could come through in a big spot and drive in some runs. So I like Kike Hernandez at a big price. If you want an ultra long shot, and I've said this before on the show, I still like Luke Weaver just for some Yankees coverage. The way that Aaron Boone has utilized him, the way that he has come out of the bullpen, the way he's pitched this postseason at huge prices, I think Luke Weaver he's who I have for some Yankees coverage. Another Dodger, Max Muncy, hitting fourth, fifth in that lineup, higher when Freddie Freeman is out. And I think that Max Muncy is a guy, like, he had a great NLCS, fantastic NLCS. If you haven't noticed, like, go look at his Baseball Reference page. It was insane. But he's another guy that home run hitter, power guy, plays all around the infield. I think he can make an impact in a bunch of different ways. So Max Muncy, another guy that I have circled as well. But that is going to do it for this edition of Early Odds here on 670 The Score. I am Jake Hassan. We did a full show solo dolo today, so no thank yous except to you, the listeners, and to everybody behind the scenes making the show happen as well. Appreciate you guys. But this has been a great show. At least I think so. And again, I have the microphone, so I'm biased, but I can say that. But I hope you guys enjoyed the show. We will see you next week. We will bring back another guest so you don't have to listen to me just talk for an hour straight, interrupted by commercials, obviously. But you know what I mean. But hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening. Thank you to the guys behind the scenes. Appreciate you making me sound better than I actually am. Appreciate all your work. This has been Early Odds. I have been Jake Hassan. This is 670 The Score. We'll see you next week.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Radford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.